Kriegsminister gibt's nicht mehr und auch keine Düsenflieger. Heute zieh ich meine Runden, seh die Welt in Trümmern liegen, hab einen Luftballon gefunden, denk an dich und lass ihn.
See, you have to let that entire song play through, because otherwise you miss the Debbie Harry cackle at the end. I love that. So, of course, that was The Tide Is High by Blondie. And that song was released in 1980. Yeah, the very beginning of the decade. Before that, we heard Nina and 99 Luftballons. So let me just say a little bit about why I played the German version. That was released in 1983. And interestingly, that version actually charted in the United States. It scored high on the Billboard charts. In 1984, there was an English language version that was released of that song. And the translation was really not a good one. So it didn't really tell the same story as what was being told in the German version of the song. So the band was never really happy with the English translation. And the English version did not actually chart as well in the U.S. as the German version. And I heard the German version first, and I loved it. And then when the English version came out, I loved that too. But I really always preferred the original. You know, it's a good song to do a deep dive about, because there's quite a story where the band in 1982, they were playing outside and they did actually see some balloons get released. And one of the members of the band thought, like, what would happen if those balloons floated over the Berlin Wall? It could really start World War III. And so the song is a very strong anti-war song, and it's a great song, I think. So that was Nina, 99 Luftballons. Before that, we heard Lainey Lovitch and New Toy. That was also released in 1980. And let's see, we heard the band Berlin and their song The Metro. That was released in 1981, and we started out that set of music with Peekaboo by Sushi and the Banshees, and that was released in 1988. It is 12:15, and you are listening to WMFO in Medford. My name is Jane. This is Something About the Women. We are here every Saturday. We play music by women across all musical genres, and today we're doing an 80s show. So we got about 45 minutes left, and then we'll have Brian Young and Crash Course for the Ravers coming up at 1 o'clock.
This is
Had to have a little Fleetwood Mac because they're, you know, they're so known for their stuff from the 70s, but that's from their actually last album that they ever made together. That was called, the album was Tango in the Night. It was released in 1987, and that song was Seven Wonders. So, yeah, that was the last time that full lineup were together. Of course, the wonderful Stevie Nicks. Could have played some Christine McVie, who also released a solo album during that wonderful 80s decade, but not enough time. Before Fleetwood Mac, we heard Edie Brickell and New Bohemians. The song was What I Am, going back to Shooting Rubber Bands at the Stars, which was released in 1988. Before that, 10,000 Maniacs, their song Don't Talk from 1987's In My Tribe. And we started out that set with what was then Local Band Till Tuesday. That's right, Amy Mann's original band. And that was Voices Carry, released in 1985. So we got about 25 minutes left here on our 80s edition of Something About the Women. And I'm having a lot of fun listening to these songs. Hopefully you are too. We're gonna start this set with another person who was local in the 1980s. That's right. On this very campus, Tufts University campus, you know her, you love her. Let's hear some Tracy Chapman.
Two weeks in a Virginia jail for my lover, for my lover. $20,000 bill for my lover, for my lover. And everybody thinks I'm the fool. They don't get any love from you. Things we won't do for love. Climb a mountain if I had to. Risk my life so I could have you. Every day I'm psychoanalyzed for my lover, for my lover. Show me up and I tell him lies for my lover, for my lover. Everybody thinks I'm the fool. They don't get any love from you. Things we won't do for love. If I had to risk my life so I could have you. You. Follow my heart, leave my head to ponder. Deep in this love, no man can shake. Follow my heart, leave my mind to wonder. Is this love worth sacrifices I made? 2 weeks in a Virginia jail for my lover, for my lover. $20,000 bill for my lover, for my lover. Every day I'm psychoanalyzed for my lover, for my lover. Show me up and I tell him lies for my lover, for my lover. Everybody thinks they don't get any love from you. Things we won't do for love. Climb a mountain if I had to. Risk my life so I could have you. is godlike and warlike and strong like only some show. And they're sad like and mad like and had like we know. But by my light, be I spirit. And by my heart, be I woman. And by my eyes, be I open. And by my hands, be I hold. They say slowly brings the least shock, but no matter how slow I walk, there are traces, empty spaces, and doors of lock. But by my light, be I spirit, and by my heart, be I by my eyes, the eye open. And by my head, the eye hold. You young ones, you're the next ones, and I hope you choose it well. Though you try hard, you may fall prey to the jaded jewel. But by your lives, be you spirit. And by your heart, be you women. And by your eyes, be you
solution to the problem was remove people from the scene and help them feel safer.
In response to attacks against Asian Americans, Maddie Park raised over $250,000 to donate cab rides to the Asian community.
There is so much more work to be done. We really need to come together and tackle this issue as a community.
Support the Asian community. Learn how at lovehasnolabels.com. Brought to you by Love Has No Labels and the Ad Council.
East, find your inner hemisphere. You see, we're under the same sky, babe. You're bound to realize, honey, it's not that clear. I'm not your promise.
You knew I was going to play an Indigo Girls song, didn't you? That was from their debut album, it was not their first record. Their first record was Strange Fire, but this was their self-titled album, Indigo Girls, that was released back in 1987, and that was Land of Canaan. 1989 is when Indigo Girls was released. Before that, we heard Testimony by Farron. We had to play some old-fashioned women's music in our 80s show today, and I love that song. I loved that song. Wow, did I play that record, also called Testimony. Played it till the grooves wore out, as they say. Before Farron, we heard Carla Bonoff, probably best known for writing amazing songs for other people, but that is her own version of the song she wrote, All My Life. And we started out that set of music with Tracy Chapman and For My Lover, Tracy Chapman, Tufts graduate in the 80s. So I can't believe it, but it is 12:52 and I got just a tiny bit of time left in our 80s show, our 80s version of Something About the Women Today. And we got Brian Young coming up at 1 o'clock with a crash course for the ravers.
Across the floor, they've got the moves. Oh, hey, oh. You drop your drink. Egyptian. All the kids in the marketplace say, walk like an Egyptian. We'll be right back.
The one, the only Pat Benatar. Woo! Yeah. Rounding out our show today, our 80s show today. Before that, we heard the Bangles, Walk Like an Egyptian, and Brian Young is now here. He has walked into Studio A. Brian, what's coming up this afternoon? You got a good show?
No, you got a
bad show, Jane.
It's the anniversary of Neil Young's Russ Never Sleeps. I'll probably bang it out with Hey Hey My My and go from there.
All right, some Neil Young coming up. It's a great afternoon of music here on WMFO in Medford. This is Jane. Thanks for listening to Something About the Women. Remember, we're here every Saturday between 11 and 1. And since it is 5 seconds away from 1 o'clock, it's time for a crash course for the ravers on WMFO.